Campus Radio Tartu.
What's up, UT? It's 7:30 a.m. and this is Kaiza
and Lina on Campus Radio Tartu,
here to bring you your daily campus, national and international news.
The day today is August 20th, and what a beautiful morning it is to celebrate our host country's independence from the Soviet Union.
That's right, people. Estonia's singing revolution around the early 90s. It's when our people had stood up against the inefficient Soviet leaders with no violence at all.
Instead, we sang our hearts out and demonstrated the peaceful power of music.
Exactly. So instead of our regular programs of boring school announcements, music, singles, broadcasts, and yeah, the other boring stuff, we decided to do something a little different.
A party?
No. Instead, we are going to honor the spirit of our forefathers, share stories of that time, and sing songs that has brought us to what we are today.
Free Estonia! Mui sama un minu ora.
Indeed, a land we love.
Gosh, we sound like some education enthusiasts.
It doesn't matter, it's Independence Day.
Which reminds me, we invited a special guest on our show today.
Our very own, Mr. Tumas.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, sir.
So, sir, we called you on today because it's Independence Day and we'd like to recall the events of the Singing Revolution. And you are the teacher of Estonian history, yes?
Hey, those of you taking the Estonian history exam, this is good stuff to hear.
Indeed.
So, what was life like under the power of the Soviet Union?
A lot was under their influence, even education. I remember pictures of Vladimir Lenin, the Soviet state's founder, being in textbooks and posters all around the classroom.
Talk about intense.
Hey, what about music?
Pardon?
Music! Since the singing revolution did lead us to our independence, music must have been some sort of problem to them.
Well, Soviet music mainly focused on several topics, like communism, socialist countries, the army, pioneers, etc.
I'm afraid we don't have many of those songs in our library. Care to share a few with us?
I only remember a couple, but there was the anthem of the USSR, the Internationale, and there was also the Sacred War.
Interesting. Tell us about the demonstrations you guys had.
Ah, the demonstrations. We all sang. Hundreds and even more gathered to sing for our freedom. We held hands with strangers and neighbors, partners and enemies. We recited the 5 patriotic songs and the famous Mui Sama.
Hey, Kaiza, we have this in our library, Mui Sama on Minu Arm.
Do we? Oh yeah, we do! Of course we do. It's Estonia's most important song.
Yes, ladies, this song was banned by the Soviet, but it was sung by our people, and this made it clear to the Soviet, we want our freedom! By the way, is it possible to show a segment of it in here? Every radio has broadcasted this song already. It's about time you guys did too.
Oh, well, sure, why not? Check our iTunes, Zina.
Way ahead of you.
Well, here it is, my friends. Mui Sama on Minu Ara. For the interview. Thank you, students, for tuning into our morning broadcast.
This has been Campus Radio Tartu.
Happy Independence Day!